Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 28. The 2009 Air France flight 447 crash. Mystery over the Atlantic. On the 1st of June 2009, Air France flight 447, an Airbus A330-203, vanished over the Atlantic Ocean while en route from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. The disappearance of the aircraft and the subsequent investigation became one of the most complex in aviation history, shrouded in mystery, technical failures, and tragic human error. Carrying 216 passengers and 12 crew members, Flight 447 departed Rio de Janeiro Galeão International Airport at 19:29 local time. The journey was expected to take approximately 11 hours, with the aircraft cruising at an altitude of 35,000 feet. Piloted by 3 experienced crew members, including Captain Marc Dubois, First Officer David Robert, and First Officer Pierre-Cédric Bonin, the flight initially proceeded without incident. However, as the aircraft traversed the Intertropical Convergence Zone, ITCZ, a region notorious for severe thunderstorms, conditions began to deteriorate. At 0210 UTC, the aircraft's automated systems transmitted a series of fault messages via the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, ACARS. These messages indicated a loss of airspeed readings caused by the failure of the pitot tubes, small sensors crucial for measuring velocity. Without accurate speed data, the autopilot disengaged, transferring control to the flight crew. The sudden loss of automation occurred in turbulent weather, placing immense pressure on the pilots to manually stabilize the aircraft. Bonin, the least experienced of the 3 pilots, took control but reacted counterintuitively. Instead of maintaining level flight, he pulled back on the control stick, causing the aircraft's nose to rise. This action led to a dangerous condition known as an aerodynamic stall, where the wings lost lift and the aircraft began to descend uncontrollably. Despite multiple stall warnings from the cockpit system, the crew failed to recognize the situation correctly. The aircraft continued to fall from the sky at a rate of over 10,000 feet per minute. Attempts to correct the situation were confused and ineffective, with neither of the more senior pilots successfully intervening in time. For the next 4 minutes, Flight 447 plummeted towards the ocean, completely out of control. At 0214 UTC, the aircraft crashed into the Atlantic, approximately 400 nautical miles northeast of Brazil. Everyone on board perished instantly. However, with no immediate wreckage discovered and no distress signal received, the aircraft simply disappeared, leading to widespread speculation and uncertainty. The search for Flight 447 was one of the most extensive and costly in aviation history. In the immediate aftermath, debris and bodies were found floating on the surface, but the main wreckage, including the crucial flight recorders, remained elusive. The mystery deepened as theories emerged, ranging from structural failure to terrorism. Without the black boxes, investigators could only hypothesize about the events leading to the crash. It was not until April 2011, nearly 2 years after the disaster, that the aircraft's wreckage was located on the ocean floor at a depth of 3,980 meters. Shortly thereafter, the flight recorders were retrieved, finally providing definitive answers. The data confirmed that a combination of technical failure and human error had doomed the flight. The pitot tubes had frozen due to extreme weather conditions, depriving the aircraft of accurate airspeed information. This alone was not catastrophic, as pilots are trained to handle such situations. However, the crew's reaction, particularly the mishandling of the controls, caused the aircraft to enter a prolonged stall from which it never recovered. The final report by the Bureau d'Enquête et d'Analyse, BEA, released in 2012, criticized both the aircraft's design and pilot training. It noted that while the Airbus A330 was technologically advanced, its reliance on automated systems may have contributed to the crew's inability to react appropriately in a manual flying situation. The report also highlighted deficiencies in training, particularly in recognizing and recovering from aerodynamic stalls. Recommendations were made to improve pilot training and enhance aircraft systems to prevent similar tragedies. The legacy of Flight 447 remains a stark reminder of the vulnerabilities of modern aviation, even in an era dominated by sophisticated technology. The crash underscored the need for improved pilot training, particularly in handling high-altitude stalls, and led to design changes in Airbus aircraft, including modifications to pitot tubes and enhanced crew training programs. For the families of those on board, the lengthy investigation and delayed recovery of the wreckage prolonged their agony. The tragedy of Flight 447 is not only a lesson in aviation safety, but also a human story of lives lost and the relentless pursuit of truth. Though the mystery was ultimately solved, the haunting final moments of the flight serve as a chilling testament to the consequences of small errors compounding into catastrophe. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.